Hey everybody, welcome back to Deadpool Daily, your daily dose of the Merc with a Mouth. I'm Logan, and this podcast is a member of the Film Dispenser Podcast Network, which you can find over at filmdispenser.com or on iTunes or Stitcher. Just search Film Dispenser, all one word. Alright, it's Gwenpool time. That means Tim is back.
Yay!
So, earlier in the week we talked about a series that we don't love. So it's always nice to follow it up, and the two seem to generally fall close together on the release. We've had a few more issues of Spider-Man Deadpool than we have of Gwenpool, but it's always
sadly.
It's always nice that we can follow it up. Actually, if you count the Gwenpool, like the holiday special and the crossovers, we've actually gotten more Gwenpool than Spider-Man Deadpool, I think. But still, it's always nice that we get to follow it up with like something we don't like with something we genuinely enjoy the hell out of. Although, I say that, I'm pretty sure both of us were very lukewarm on the last issue, right?
Yes, very much so.
So this issue, written by the always fun Christopher Hastings, drawn by Myesha Haynes. I cannot remember if that's the same artist from last issue. It looks similar, but anytime we get fill-in artists, it always
it
looks like... Okay.
I just pulled up the last one. Is it Hastings, Haynes, and Rosenberg in the last cover? So it's also okay. The same for this.
It always looks like they're aping the Gurahiru style, which I think we talked about this last time. I appreciate that they're trying to stay somewhat like in the right like area so that it looks similar, but at the same time it's like not Gurahiru, so it's just kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about the follow-up to our Ghost Rider Hawkeye Gwenpool crossover, which features the second greatest cover of the last year of comics for me?
Overall, I enjoyed it more than the first issue. However, it still, I don't know, it still didn't grab me as much as the normal run would.
No, I agree with you there. I really enjoyed the beginning, because I was like, where the hell are we going with this? And then, you know, it's this story of how the dwarves basically got this stone that Cecil is now trapped in. Mm-hmm. And Gwen just interjects because they're at a museum in Los Angeles that has, like, a bunch of Thor stuff in it. And she's like, yeah, this is fun, but, you know, we got to kind of get back to... like finding the gem. Hey, the train made an appearance. Yes.
Yes, it did. It did. On the very first page, where it's a long time ago, the guy that's walking out of the or Olaf, you know, walking out of the thing, from the distance he's at, it looks like it's like a fake beard and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, did Gwen go back in time and that's her in a disguise?
I thought we were gonna get something like that as well. Until, you know, she stuck her head in the frame and was like, hey, yeah, this is relevant to what happened. So, you know, the story's great, but we got to go rescue my friend. So, I do think while the art is not as great as the Gurahiru stuff, it is okay. But the dialogue is where it's at. This dude, I wish he wrote the regular or a Deadpool comic. I wish this guy was, we talked about this on the Spider-Man Deadpool. I wish this guy was writing Spider-Man Deadpool.
You wish he'd just take over?
Yeah.
After this, yeah.
I mean, because the dialogue is fun. It's very quippy, very, but not like Bendis quippy, where it's like, it sounds like an old white dude trying to talk like he's in high school. You know, it's just kind of like dry and fast paced and like, you know, I don't know. I just love it. I love the librarians like, hey, this is relevant to my interest. Can I go? And Hawkeye's like, probably too dangerous.
See, that was more of a, like, when I saw her, like, all excited and whatnot, I was like, okay, I guess this is, if you have to include a fangirl, which we've also been discussing in the Deadpool Spider-Man series, this is, more how you do it. You have it right there for just a couple seconds, and then, when they're like, oh, let me come along too, it's like, no, it's too dangerous, you're not coming.
So yeah, they, and also Gwen, well, they go track down Robbie, and they can do that because Gwen's like, oh, hey, I've read the comic, so I know where he goes to high school.
I really enjoyed what she does to Kate. She just puts the mask on her. It's like, don't take it off. You can't take it off.
Yeah, I'm not going to reveal his secret identity. The Ghost Rider editors would not like that. So, we both read the original run of the all-new Ghost Rider, but yeah. Volume 2, you didn't read, right? I haven't read it either.
Whatever is, like, the newest thing that came out, I think you said, like, a year ago, I haven't read.
Yeah, that's the second volume.
The last thing I read was, basically Robbie, like, him and the Ghost were supposed to have formed, like, a permanent bond kind of thing. So, yeah.
He had dropped out of high school, right?
I can't remember. I know that he was like, if I remember correctly, I thought it was that like he had like left to go work at his uncle's garage, right?
Right, right.
And then that, but his brother's still going, and so maybe I don't know. Maybe maybe that was picked up on in the new series.
Yeah, well, that's why I was asking. I was wondering if that was like a development. Not that it's that bad. I was just like, wait, I thought Robbie dropped out of high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he elected to go back, good for him, man. Good for this fictional character that doesn't really exist.
See, I always think of him as being more of my age, like in college,
Yeah.
And so possibly be able to, like, maybe not going to college, but he at least graduated for high school. But I don't know. How old is he? Is he only 18, 17?
I want to say he's 18. So,
they made him legal, but not too legal.
Right. Now, if we are talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Robbie Reyes, he's definitely in his,
I mean, I'd say older 20s, than me at that point, right?
Maybe early 30s.
Yeah, that's so, what I'm thinking.
So, yeah, they track down Ghost Rider, try to rescue Cecil from the gemstone, but the dwarves show up and just nonchalantly steal it from Gwen. I mean, it happened so quick that it was just a little too easy, but it does lead to a fun little car chase and Gwen talking about, we're going to murder the dwarves, and Kate's like, I'm not really sure where I am on the whole killing the dwarves. And she's like, adjacent? Fine. Adjacent to the killing. And they convince Robbie to basically, like, just drive them around so they can shoot at the dwarves. And, I mean, Kate, like, straight up shoots one in the back.
Yeah, that's... There's a point where she's, she's not, like... She's not for the killing, but then she just straight up kills one, so...
Well, we don't know he died.
He says, at one point, he says, I continue to shoot for my own reasons.
More self-defense at this point. Yeah. And then Gwen calling her the better Hawkeye, and she's like, I mean, you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's spectacular car chase. We get the reveal of what the dwarves were planning to do with this thing, which, before we see what it is, we get the big Groo noise.
Did you think it was a Groot for a second?
Yeah, I was like, please don't let this be Groot.
Well, the thing is, they were talking about how, it was, I guess they had found this monster from way back then also, and they still had it. So it couldn't have been Groot, but I definitely thought it was going to be Groot for just a second.
Yeah, I was like, man, not that I'm against Groot, but, like, we just had a Rocket and Groot-Gwen crossover.
And so... there's no way they would have added another, because he's the last of his kind. There's no way they'd add another of his kind in a separate, completely different book, right?
Yeah, I mean, not in a book that isn't
like that has nothing. That's what I'm saying. They would have had that. They would have had that in a Guardian book,
right?
Not,
that, yeah, that would have been a Guardians reveal, not a Gwenpool reveal.
Isn't Groot also the prince of his planet?
Sure. Why not?
Don't say why not. I'm genuinely asking a question. I thought I remember that he was the last of his kind, and he was also technically like the prince or something.
His origin story's been like fudged with so many times that I honestly don't know what the current origin is, because like Groot actually predates a lot of Marvel comics, like his first appearance, but eventually they retcon the whole thing, and like
As they do.
all of the creatures from his planet are Groot, and they all, call themselves Groot.
Yeah. I'm
And
honestly surprised, at least, which I don't know all the backstory of Rocket, but I'm surprised there hasn't been a version to where, since the movie, to where like Rocket and Groot were both part of the same experiment facility, you know?
yeah.
And they just became buddies and they escaped, and maybe one day. I want my compensation for that idea, Marvel, if you ever do it.
They revealed this big blue monster who kind of looks like it's just a, well, bluish purple, I guess. Yeah, I guess he is more purplish.
Yeah. He has
And
blue horns and blue mouth stuff, but he's
yeah.
definitely purple.
And so the idea was that they were gonna put one of their souls into the gem and then attach the gem to the monster, because then they could control the monster, and that's how they were going to take over the city. So, I mean, a very kind of like simple comic book style plot. But what we end up getting is Cecil being like, no, like, put me in there. Like, I'm still in the gemstone. I can control the monster. Let's do it. And, Gwen tries to talk him out of it, and it was actually a really good moment where he's like, no, let me have a purpose for being here, please. And she, what do you call that stuff where you like jump off the walls? They did it on The Office.
You're thinking parkour.
Yeah,
I was just thinking wall
parkour.
running.
When she did it, I was thinking of Michael Scott, like trying to do things, just shouting, parkour, parkour. And she attaches the gem to the monster. Cecil gets control and then proceeds to beat the shit out of the dwarves.
So how do you think that, I mean, real quick, how do you think this is gonna affect, I guess, the future of his character? Well, because before this, we were sort of working on him maybe be able to, lift up and touch things in the real world, even though he's a ghost. But now that he's in this gym, I'm assumingly not being able to escape because he wasn't able to get out in the car, and now he's in this monster. Is he going to be in the monster forever? Will he not have any ghost powers again? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm okay with if he's stuck in the monster. I would kind of like to see like this weird trip of them deciding that they're going to figure out where the monster came from and get him back to where he's supposed to go, and then like unpossess the monster. I think that would be fun.
I mean, yeah, I kind of like the idea of, or if I like the idea if they, even if they do that, they end up keeping the monster or whatnot, but basically have it be kind of a Hulk type situation, except that, I guess when, that Cecil sometimes really has to leave to go help something else, but if he leaves, the monster goes, it's mayhem. It's going to
Yeah.
be a complete insane wild card nonstop. So, maybe he has to try to be able to get back in it quickly and save something, but yeah, it'd be interesting at least. I like that
Yeah.
he can shrink his size.
Yeah.
I want to see him and the Beast interact.
I like him telling Robbie, by the way, that ghost in your car is pretty freaking evil, dude.
I'm dealing with it.
I mean, problem solved. He beat the hell out of the dwarves. Ghost Rider speeds off, happy that they're not going to terrorize anybody anymore. And Kate is there asking Gwen, like, you've solved all the problems you were trying to solve. Cecil's happy now. Like, he's alive again through this creature. So what are you going to do? And last issue we had the to be continued moment was Gwen's parents showing up at the police station looking for her. Well, this ends with Gwen showing up, basically saying, like, they're copies of people that were in my world that exist in this world, and I've been putting this off, but I'm gonna go see. And she goes to what her, where her house would be, I assume, and a kid opens the door that she introduces herself to as, like, she's like, "You're kind of my brother, are your parents here?" And he recognizes her. So,
I'm curious if when whatever happened to her to get her sent to this world, if her, the version of her in the actual Marvel universe got sent to the real world.
that would be interesting. The thing that really like drew my attention is the fact that the kid that's her brother has the same speech bubbles.
Let me check if her parents had the same speech bubbles. Oh, sorry. I mean, it doesn't surprise me if they do. No, her parents don't have the same speech. At least the mom doesn't.
So, what do you think that means?
Well, at first, before that she revealed that he would be her brother kind of thing, I honestly thought that it was this was the version of her in this world. It was just gender swap,
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want him to become a villain. However, he looks like he could potentially be a villain.
Yeah, he does. So, that would be interesting.
This is what whatever her equivalent is, the Iron Fist, what, Steel Serpent, that kind of thing.
Sure. So yeah, that's our to be continued moment. So apparently next we're going to be dealing with kind of Gwenpool solving the issue of her and her parents, her brother. I'm wondering if they were somehow brought over here with her, which would be strange, I guess, because like how would like they I don't know they I don't think that they would have adapted to that world the way Gwen did just by going like, "Oh, I'm in a comic book now." So
I don't think it's that. I think the if I feel like they're not gonna have it to where the her version went to the real world, but I feel like that would be the only possible way of someone else getting teleported to, I don't think it would be a whole family situation. I think it'd just be her or possibly her equivalent somewhere else. So,
oh. What do
but
you think her brother's name is? Does she say?
don't think so.
Maybe it's Ben.
That's what I thought.
Ben and
Honestly,
Gwen.
they could be twins. That was another reason that it could be the same speech bubble.
Yeah.
They both have blue eyes, blonde hair. They could totally be twins.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it was that her brother in the other world was like the golden child, and she, messed up, and it was, she was like, "Oh, I have to leave," and did something, and.
So it's a role reversal in this, and he's the kind of troublemaker or whatever.
I didn't even think about that. That could potentially be it, that the reason they're so worried about her and looking for her is because she was the golden child. But I mean, even if it's, regular parents, they'd probably be worried. Or I mean, regular, yeah, that could possibly it. Maybe we're writing the story for them. All that really matters is Guru Huru is back next week
I was
or
about to
next
say,
month.
well, we're definitely intrigued, but and I don't think this cover is better than the cover we had for this issue, which I should have named the cover artist. It was Paulina Ganucci. I would butcher that last name, Ganucheau. I want a poster of this damn cover.
I was like, you're gonna have to Google her and find out if you can get a poster from
If she shows up at a con, I'm definitely like,
her.
if I can go, I'm getting this book signed. But yeah, Guru Hero cover next issue featuring like, I mean, it's just they're irreplaceable, man, which is hysterical because when we started this book, it's like, man, I don't think I'm gonna like this art. And every freaking time, I'm just blown away. The cover's pretty incredible. Her reading her own comic book and like busting off the page, bombs exploding everywhere. Her shark, or her shark, her penguin backpack. Or no.
Shark backpack.
Yeah, it's a shark backpack. So, and then the shark missile. So,
Yeah, could you forget that?
Gurahiru.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know, right? Her sticking her head in that backpack, still one of the best moments. So yeah, Gurahiru back next issue. We're excited. This issue definitely better than last issue. Overall, like if the story was like collected, you know, if I could have read the whole thing from start to finish, I think I would have enjoyed it more. I think even though it's only two issues, dragging it out, there really wasn't enough there to drag out. So, but I like the conclusion. I'm definitely, you know, can't wait to see where they go from here. So,
Well, we're both in that same boat.
yeah, something positive. We hit you with negative earlier this week, and I'll be back tomorrow talking more Deadpool stuff, possibly Deadpool issue 30, which I have not got around to reading yet because it's like 80 pages. And I mean, I want to read it, but oh my God, 80 pages is a lot to read. Was a $10 book.
You can do it. You can knock it out.
I mean, and I'm sure I'll enjoy it, but it's just, you know, if I start reading it, I'm gonna fall asleep. You can hear Tim and I over on Shield Your Ears, which wrapped up its first season by the time you're listening to this. So it's our Agents of Shield podcast, which means that we're not gonna be doing that for a little while. So go check out Stray Noir, the Orphan Black podcast we do with our friend Mina, or the Preacher podcast we do. All of it is over at filmdispenser.com. We should just, you know, do another podcast, Tim. We don't do enough.
We do quite a bit.
I'm on Twitter at Deadpool1979, DEDPOOL1979.
I'm on Twitter at Timothy, TIMOTHAY.
And you can follow me on Tumblr, deadpoolpodcast.tumblr.com. Go rate and review the podcast on iTunes. And you can email me, loosestaples@gmail.com.
This is my jam! Be all that you can be, that is what they told me. Made me all I can be, how they try to mold me. Mix a little bit of the best of the rest. Fight off Weapon X, well, we'll see who's next. Deadpool! Can't expect a miracle, betting on the devil. I'm your best friend if you keep my money level. Never without a gun, I don't holler, flesh it out. Survivable plans, the plans I ever think about.
That's right, biatch. Keep those guns clean.
Yeah, clean as a whistle!